It's time once again for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal. Two self-proclaimed Basin Boys talk about the events that led up to the making of a documentary that was featured in Park City during the Sundance Film Festival.
So my name is Reed Oplinop Cowan, and I am here with Gregory Oplinop Cowan, who I never thought I would be able to say this in Vernal, Utah, or anywhere else, but he is my husband.
And I am Gregory Oplinop Cowan.
We produced and directed and wrote in 1 year's time a documentary.
Eight, The Mormon Proposition.
We debuted at Sundance in 2010. I remember the first time I had that moment, like you talk about, where I knew that who I was wrong and, in fact, anathema. We were just having a conversation, and I said, well, I don't like girls, I like boys. And he said, well, you're a faggot, which is what I became known as in junior high. I had teachers, and one in particular, and he watched his kids spit in my hair, called me faggot and femme, while I sat there and cried, powerless, pleading with my eyes, do something about this, help me. And he would do nothing. Because I knew you were teased for the same thing, and I thought, my God, if both of us are seen together, then we're just asking to be killed. But a beautiful summer relationship happened, and it was discovered, and I was coming out of theater practice in Roosevelt, that I heard these guys in monster trucks come racing up into the parking lot and pen me into where I couldn't leave if I wanted to, and beat me and beat me and beat me. I came home beat up, sat on the foot of my parents' bed, told them what had happened, what I'd been called. My dad said, you are leaving town, you're going on a mission, and you are never to talk to that Oplinop boy again. And within 2 weeks, I was out of this town, and I was on a Mormon mission.
You left without an explanation. I had no idea where you had gone or what had happened, and I was left alone in Roosevelt.
How did that feel?
I was mad at you because I felt abandoned. I was ostracized because to be associated with me was instantly meant that they were also gay. Yeah, things got bad at home, and I ended up leaving Roosevelt and moving to Salt Lake. I had finished nursing school and was working in the hospital. Hospital kind of caught wind of me and that I was gay, and I was called in, and they had told me they didn't want me working with the small children.
The inference being?
That I would maybe do something inappropriate with them.
And for me, while you were going through all of that, I was wrapping up my Mormon mission and heading to Utah State University in Logan, where I was trying to live out the mandate that my mission president gave me, which was go home and get married. And the marriage quickly fell apart. And when the marriage fell apart, I thought to myself, no more lies. I can't. And so I started looking for you. So that's the story up until now. Where do we go from here?
We raise our children to be beautiful citizens, to accept everyone for who they are and what they are. We grow old and become grandpas, holding each other's hands.
These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.